Good Thursday morning from Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Partly cloudy skies, a mild day again today, with our current temperature now at 40 degrees. Greg with you here on our Thursday morning forum. We have a special guest. Elsa Duranso is joining us. Elsa is our Lincoln County Economic Development Coordinator Executive Director. And Elsa, welcome. Nice to have you on the radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you join us for the first time, and hopefully we'll get you on the radio a number of times here during your career, which is been with the Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation, what, just over 6 months now, Elsa?
Yeah, just 6 months on the 10th.
Give us a little background on yourself and how you got to this point here, working for us in Maryland, Tomahawk, and surrounding areas.
Sure, yeah. So I came from the North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board. I was a grant coordinator with them. I oversaw the ARPA funding for the Worker Advancement Initiative grant. So I helped create a number of new programs, particularly in childcare, and then met the previous director, Bill Bialecki, who thought that this would be a really great fit, and here I am today.
And it's awesome to have you here, too. Your background, UW-Stevens Point, if memory serves?
Nope, UW-Madison.
UW-Madison. Okay, mm-hmm. That's why I said if memory serves.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
you spent your time there and with your degree?
Yes, yep. And I, after I finished up with UW-Madison, I joined the Air Force and was there for 8 years.
I find that very interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah. How did you like that?
It was challenging, and it was extremely rewarding, definitely.
Learned a lot about it.
Absolutely. Learned a lot about how the world really works.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Elsa, it's nice to have you here, part of our Lincoln County group. You've been really, really busy, only 6 months, well, less than 6 months on the job. And we want to talk about one of the big events that is coming up next week. And it is the Economic Summit that you guys are putting together. I know you've been working night and day on this for the last number of months, and it's coming together pretty well.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. We started this in January, and it has been coming together fabulously. So next week, March 14th and 15th, we will be welcoming the Wisconsin Counties Association.
Yep.
Executive Director Mark O'Connell, and he will be, well, President and CEO Mark O'Connell, and he will be our keynote speaker, really setting us up for the idea of our theme, succession. You know, what does that mean for us as individuals, as employers, as entrepreneurs, and what we can look forward to in the future. After that, I will come in and introduce the new Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation and our, you know, projected direction for the future.
Talk a little bit about economic development for folks who are not familiar with it. Zach talks about it in the news all the time. We hear, we read about it and things like that. But tell us what you think economic development corporations do and their need in especially small communities like ours.
Okay, yeah. Economic development is everything. It is, you know, how well are our schools doing? What is the population? How are the leading industries, entrepreneurs faring along? And what can we do to support them during both, you know, turbulent times or even in times of success?
Mm-hmm.
So part of the function of the Economic Development Corporation is to be a hub or a point person or a point organization to either help solve the problem or connect to the organizations that can help solve the problem.
You're really good at that, making those connections with people in Madison or people, you know, in Washington. You have the contacts, and those contact lists are growing, too. And that's really ideal for small businesses here in our Tomahawk and Merrill areas.
Absolutely, absolutely. For example, we just worked with the WEDC, and the governor's office petitioned on our behalf to include us as a hub zone designated area. So as of February 1st, we now here in Lincoln County, all small businesses, and I mean all small businesses, are encouraged to work with the SBA and the Wisconsin Procurement Institution in order to write proposals to contract along with any federal agency.
And tell us what benefits that'll have for our businesses.
That's an interesting question. So what benefit is that? It allows you to compete for federal contracts. Mm-hmm. It's just an additional way to bring in a revenue stream that hasn't readily been available to us or small businesses in Lincoln County before. It allows for, if you have 1 year, actually, this is a really important part. Okay. So with this hub zone designation, it's only good for 1 year. So all small businesses who actually land a contract then can continue as a designated hub zone entity for 10 years.
Okay.
So everybody is encouraged to look into this, and we have a information session on March 21st in person or virtually, and it is being held in Antigo at the North Central Technical College. Again, that's on March 21st. It starts at 10 a.m. and then goes until noon. You have to register, so please register at www.lincolncountyedc.org/hubzone, and it is free to register.
We'll talk more about that and give information on your phone number and your email, if that's okay here, mm-hmm. toward the latter part of the show. Elsa is our guest today, Economic Development Director. That's hard to say, isn't it? Yes, you have to do it numerous times every day. A couple of other things we wanted to touch on before we talk about your summit that is coming on. Broadband, that's something we really need in our Northwoods area. I know you're instrumental with helping some of the folks and joining in a lot of meetings. Broadband, how long is it going to take before everybody is up for good internet service, do you think? Well, I see it in I'm old. I wouldn't bring
yes,
that up.
Yes, we're working on it.
Will we see it in your lifetime? You're a young lady.
Yes, by that time. Yeah, absolutely. That's funny. Gosh, I don't know, but we're really working on it, and that's what this Broadband Commission is all about, is how can we work with the internet service providers to be able to compete with grant fundings to ensure that the expansion actually happens in Lincoln County, where we are competing with all the other counties. And Ken Wickham, who's the president of the Broadband Commission, and Pat Vormans, who's the VP, have worked diligently to ensure that they remain knowledgeable about all of the changes and updates that are happening within the expansion. And what does that mean? It means everything. It's such a huge project. You know, Ken is really good about keeping up with what are the internet service providers mm-hmm. doing, keeping that connection. Like, do they have the ground broken already? I know that there is a plan for expansion in the southern part of Pine River, which has, according to the internet service provider, already started and should be completed by 2025. So that's really exciting that they're actually already working on the projects. But the next part is, well, then who's next? What's next? And then, yeah.
There is one good thing is that there is a bit of a pool of money now that is available mm-hmm. for some broadband, and I know that there's more companies getting into it and maybe adding staff, et cetera, so to help us out here in the Northwoods area. Mm-hmm. I know everybody in Pine River is really excited about that.
Yeah, they really are, and I apologize. I don't know where the project is actually expanding, like what roads or who's going to be serviced, but you can get more information on our website. Again, that's lincolncountyedc.org, and this time it's / broadband.
And Pat and Ken have done omen's duty on getting that going and continuing going for our area here up north. Elsa, anything else before we get into the summit? And we want to talk a little bit about that coming up here March 14th and 15th. I know you have a lot of things on your plate right now, and we get through the summit, and hopefully we can maybe have you on a little bit later on this summer again and talk mm-hmm. about some of the other things that are going on that you're working on. I know you're doing a lot of things with some of our local businesses. I know you work with Amanda down at City Hall on helping some of our local businesses. You have the insight to grant money that's available and those contacts that are able to be reached. So I know when we talk about your email and phone number and things like that, people should write that down, because if you have any questions, you have a broad range of knowledge for all these things for economic development.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes. And that is one of the functions that we are really kind of solidifying into. What role does the Economic Development Corporation serve to the public, to private industry, and then also to the government, our stakeholders? So, yes. So everybody is encouraged to reach out with any questions.
Right. And the Economic Development Corporation, Lincoln County, is made up of members of Tomahawk CDA and members of the associations involved with economic development in Lincoln County as well. The mayors are at the meeting. Also, County Board Chairman Don Frisky is there. I'm on it. That's the only reason I know a little bit more what's going on. But there's a lot of good people on it, too, that are really taking care and watching out for Lincoln County. So please know that those are the folks in the background, and Elsa's in the foreground getting everything done here. And we're moving in a great direction, Elsa.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really excited that you're here with us.
I'm excited. This has been really rewarding. It has. I've been challenged in ways that have absolutely made me grow and be better at this position. So.
Right. Let's talk a bit about the summit. Now, it's coming up March 14th and 15th. It'll be at the Bierman Center. Is that correct? In Merrill. So let's just do a brief overview. You've got a lot of great speakers that will be there. First of all, before we talk about some of the speakers, who are you encouraging to come, and can they still get involved now just less than a week away?
Absolutely. Everybody is encouraged to join us. Day one is really going to set a vision of where we're at in Lincoln County regarding everything. So like we had said before, that economic development covers everything. Whether you're a resident, you're a student, you are a small business owner, you are an employee, knowing what's happening and being recognized for the work that's being done and the life that we live here, this is really the point of Lincoln County. I've said at a number of meetings when I've been introducing people is that this is kind of an introduction of ourselves to ourselves. The theme is succession, because obviously I'm succeeding Bill Bielecki, who is the previous director.
Bill had a lot of energy and still does.
He really does. Yeah. He has been instrumental and just so fabulous in this transition, and helping me connect with just everybody. Sure. It has been really wonderful. And we will answer questions like, what is economic development? What are the roles of the government? What are the roles of private institutions like the Economic Development Corporation within the community, but also individually, what are our roles? We will be covering volunteerism and the importance of spending your time giving back to the community that you belong to. We are also having a panel discussion to explore what the child care issue is in Lincoln County and what it looks like across the state, where we're at, and how you can get involved or what we can expect in the future regarding the availability of high quality child care.
And that is a big need here in our Tomahawk area for sure. We have organizations that are there, but I know that there's a waiting list for a lot of those folks who are two-income families that both husband and wife are working at, you know, good child care. And I'm glad that's one of the things you're working on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a major need, and there will be some very shocking data shared, particularly about the number of people who have left the workforce to stay home with their kids. And what does that mean to a healthy economy?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Tourism, I know you're going to be having the folks from both our Tomahawk and Merrill Chambers that'll be presenting some information on tourism, huge part of our economy here in the North Woods.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we will be going over the marketing campaigns that many of the major organizations in the area are going through. So Lincoln County itself, the Chamber and Tomahawk Chamber and Merrill, and also the Merrill Marketing and Communications Committee. All of these organizations have recently gone through a rebranding and re-messaging. So we're going to talk about that. And then they have all come together in a unified front to increase the tourism aspect through their joint marketing. So that's going to be the panel discussion at 2 p.m. on March 14th.
And then coming up on the 15th, I know you're going to have some job fair and other interesting things too. Volunteerism, boy, that's an important thing here in a small community where people are willing to give back and volunteer for different organizations.
Yes, yep. So then day two, March 15th, that is correct. We're going to be wrapping up the day with a presentation by Dee Olson, who's the executive director for the Merrill Area United Way, and Stacy Stevens, who is the board president. And that will segue into our Career and Volunteer Expo. The Career Expo has approximately 20 area like manufacturers, just career opportunities. And then we have around 10 to 12 volunteer setups where you can learn, just talk to what does it take to get involved, and what are like time requirements, and maybe something there that would appeal to you. So everybody is welcome to come. It opens at 3 o'clock. Just feel free to stop down.
And you have just a small fee for those folks that are coming to help offset the costs?
At the Career and Volunteer Fair?
No, at for the summit coming up.
For the summit, yes. Yep. So the summit, both days, is $25.
Right.
Day one only is $15, and then day two is $10.
Right.
We do have a virtual option. We will be live streaming, and for the live stream, it is $10.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about how folks can get the live stream, if you don't mind giving the website and those types of things, and maybe your contact number too, Elsa, so if folks have questions on our discussion, or even put it on your computer so you have it in the future for future needs that our businesses may need.
Sure, yeah. So to register for the live stream, you have to register for the event, and you can do that at, again, LincolnCountyEDC.org /summit. And you just scroll down a little bit and hit the register, and it'll give you the option to register virtual. And once you register virtual, you will get an email with instructions of how you can view the event.
Good. And that's a great way to do it if for some reason you're not able to be there. Even if you pop in and out on the virtual, you'll be have an opportunity to learn a lot about what's going on here in Lincoln County. What's a good way to get a hold of you? I know that you passed along the website, add director in front of that. Is that the best way?
Director at LincolnCountyEDC.org.
Okay. Do you mind giving out a phone number for your office if folks want to call with a question, Elsa?
Absolutely. You can call me at 715-390-0747.
Perfect. Good. Anything else that we missed that you want to touch on? We have about a minute or so left.
Yeah, we are also finishing the March 15th day off with a celebration of Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation's 25 years incorporated. They were incorporated in March of 1999, and here we are in March of 2024. And it was coincidental, actually, a beautiful coincidence that this is all happening, 25 years later. So please come and celebrate with us for our Silver Jubilee, is the Taste of Merrill, on March 15th. Doors open at 5 o'clock. It'll be a $20 fee, but you get tickets, so that way you can go in and trade your tickets for either food or drink or both, and you can purchase tickets at the door.
Good. That's going to be a nice event too, a good way to end a couple of days of learning with your summit.
Yeah, some music, friends, we have a lot of photo opportunities. High Volume Entertainment is going to be the one doing all of the music, and they're bringing their really awesome photo booth. So yes, lots of it's a great place to come and be silly, come and dance and have some drinks.
After a lot of learning,
exactly. Right, yes.
Well, Elsa, thank you. Good to have you on the radio and let our community meet you. Thank you for being a part of our Lincoln County Economic Development Group and doing so many good things for us already. And looking forward to many years ahead to help everybody here in our county.
Thank you.
And I hope folks get a hold of you and maybe participate one way or another coming up on the 14th and 15th.
Yes, thank you.
Great. Thank you, Elsa. Elsa Duranzo, our guest today, Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director. And again, Elsa gave you the information on ways to get a hold of her. We invite you to call. And if you have any questions on the Economic Summit, you can get those from Elsa. Good way to do it is just email director@lincolncountyedc.org. It should be lincolncountyeconomiceDC.org. And just put director at in front of that, and you'll be able to get a hold of Elsa.